Love isn't fireworks or kissing in the rain. It's not driving through sunset while holding hands. But it's waking up to realize that someone is there to take care of your heart. It isn't easy, but it works. It's like feeling so dizzy without saying so. It doesn't feel like it's heaven, but it feels fine to be here by your side. So do you need a reason to fall in love? Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song by Sal Priyadi. Salmantio Ashrizky Priyadi, better known as Sal Priyadi, is an Indonesian male singer, songwriter, and actor. The singer, who was born on April 30, 1992, released a new song entitled Gala Bunga Matahari or Sunflower Gala on August 8, 2024. This song is included in his album, which was released on April 30, 2024, entitled Markers and Suspense Flash Disc. Until now, the song is often used to describe the longing for the loved ones who have passed away. However, according to Sal Priyadi, the song actually also wants to encourage those who are left behind to keep living their life at best. Well, listener, here is Sal Priyadi with the song Gala Bunga Matahari.
Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman. Meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan, ceritakan padaku bagaimana tempat tinggalmu yang baru. Pada sungai-sungai itu benar-benar dilintasi dengan air susu. Juga badanmu tak sakit-sakit lagi. Kau dan orang-orang di sana muda lagi. Semua pertanyaan temukan jawaban. Hati yang gembira sering kau tertawa. Benarkah orang bilang ia memang suka bercanda? Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman. Meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan, kau ceritakan padamu bagaimana hidupku tanpamu. Kamu masih ada di setiap waktu. Kadang aku menangis bila aku perlu. Tapi aku sekarang sudah lebih lucu. Jadilah menyenangkan seperti katamu. Jalani hidup dengan penuh sukacita. Dan percaya kau ada di hatiku selamanya.
Mungkin kau, mungkin kau, mungkin. di hari ini, bila tidak sekarang,
janji kita pastikan bertemu lagi.
Step into the pristine beauty of Indonesia, where every path leads you to unspoiled beaches and natural wonders. Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come.
Listener, here is quote of the day. Education is the most powerful weapon to change the world. A quote from Ki Hajar Dewantara. Listener, Ki Hajar Dewantara is dubbed as the father of education in Indonesia. He was a freedom fighter respected by both allies and the enemies. He is known for his creativity, broad insight and criticism towards education, which resulted in various brilliant ideas. This made him known as a true educator and cultural figure of Indonesia. And listener, that is quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
And so we are still talking about online gambling, in which our Communication and Digital Affairs Minister Mutia Hafid said the government will soon issue a regulation on handling online gambling. And this was stated by the minister after a meeting with President Prabowo Subianto on Monday. And she said one of the steps that will be taken in the near future is issuing a regulation. And I have noted that the meeting also discussed the development of online gambling handling, which is of concern to our governments. And so far, listener, as reported by antaranews.com, the government has blocked nearly 1 million online gambling sites. But this, according to her, is still not enough to comprehensively resolve the problem. Therefore, collaboration with various parties, including the police and prosecutor's offices, will continue to be fostered.
Aku ingin menjadi mimpi indah dalam tidurmu. Aku ingin menjadi sesuatu yang mungkin bisa kau rindu. Karena langkah merapu tanpa dirimu. Aku ingin menjadi sesuatu yang selalu bisa kau sentuh. Aku ingin kau tahu bahwa ku selalu memujamu. Tanpamu sepinya waktu merantak hati. Kau sepertinya padamu seperti udara yang kuhelat, kau selalu ada.
Are located in Sragi, Sumber Arum Village, Songgon Sub-District, Banyuwangi, East Java. The waterfalls are part of protected forest. The waterfalls are famous for two stunning cliffs standing between the falls. The cliffs are made of huge stones. Surrounding the falls, there are other four waterfalls which are part of the Leader Waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. It is one of the places that you should explore if you travel to Banyuwangi. You can take public transportation, motorbike, and cars to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Banyuwangi. There is not any facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the protected forest. You can park your vehicles at the locals' housing, which is about 1 km from the waterfalls. The entrance ticket of the waterfalls is 3,000 rupiahs. Meanwhile, you have to pay 5,000 rupiahs for the parking ticket. If you are passionate about adventure, you must visit Leader Waterfalls in Banyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover, and sugar plantation, as well as steep cliffs.
Voice of Indonesia.
Meski ragamu tak dimiliki. Jiwaku kan selalu bersamamu. Meski kau tercipta bukan untukku.
Virgin with Cinta Terlarang or Forbidden Love, and you're still tuned to Indonesia Today by the Voice of Indonesia. Anyway, listener, recently the Embassy of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia in Jakarta, in collaboration with the King Salman Humanitarian Aid and Relief Center, or KS Relief, on Monday, provided around 7,800 food packages from King Salman bin Abdul Aziz for Indonesians. And reported by antaranews.com, apparently through the food aid, Saudi Arabia wants to help meet the needs of Muslims across the world, especially the ones in Indonesia, ahead of the holy month of Ramadan. And the chairperson of National Arms Agency Business of Indonesia, Nur Ahmad, also expressed his gratitude over the distribution of the food aid packages. And he also conveyed the readiness of this arms agency for broader cooperation with Saudi Arabia in all fields, not only humanitarian, but also in economy and other sector.
Mimpi adalah kunci untuk kita menaklukkan dunia. Berlarilah tanpa lelah sampai engkau meraihnya. Laskar pelangi takkan terikat waktu. Bebaskan mimpimu di angkasa, warnai bintang di jiwa. Menarilah dan terus tertawa, walau dunia tak seindah surga. Bersyukurlah pada yang kuasa, cinta kita di dunia selamanya. Cinta kepada hidup memberikan senyuman abadi, walau hidup kadang tak adil, tapi cinta lengkapi kita.
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. After Diva Baru featuring Nadine with All Good, you'll be listening to a story about Pantun Suku Dayak Iban.
Diversity will never be separated from Kalimantan. The island is known for its indigenous Dayak tribes, spread out in four provinces and part of Sarawak, Malaysia. The Ibans are among the 162 Dayak sub-ethnics who live in province of West Kalimantan and Sarawak in Malaysia. The largest community of the Ibans has settled in the border region between Simpang and Kapuas Hulu districts, while the rest, about 40%, are in the region of Sarawak, Malaysia. As the second oldest tribe, after the Kayans in West Kalimantan, the Ibans keep their ancestors' traditions and culture, which are still strongly binding the people's lives. These have been handed down for generations, and which until now are still maintained. Among others is berpantun, chanting poems in rhymes. For the Ibans, Berpantun is a form of phrase or satire chanted by a kind of storyteller or singer called pemantun, who depicts figures of the kayangan or heaven. The female pemantun is called kumang, whereas the male is called keling. A pemantun has special skills to sing words and sing lyrics like a singer. The poems or lyrics usually use more figurative language, like metaphors. Following is an Iban poem chanting called Pantun Rangsang, or stimulating or motivating poem, which is meant to encourage and motivate people to fight.
Bang kumada batang timyang alanzi kumae orang de tanam segadam de lubang hujan ujak segandi da pindu ari sari to bedao menyamasiah da digi kena ranungga tisi puang maka lunang langiat habe gitang. Kita banyak mayuah betalisi semua. Kita berindah dia di ruah dua di tika nyam diri muji kita boy muan kada aku nemu nusuan ke kita orang lagi siguan pentuan ribuan sino di hati. Nemu nubah gigi dah sangat dilah seri dah buang gigi kada menton ke kanya di nyariah darai munyi balikan raja kayan taman munti kena sanggot dari ayah si tunjua butang.
The chanting of Iban poems is used to send off those who are living to perform certain tasks. With duration of about 10 to 30 minutes, it aims to give spirit and motivation to a person or a group of people so that they will be brave and earnest in performing their duties. This Iban tradition of berpantun according to Gansa Anak Juntao, a cultural observer on the border of West Kalimantan, Indonesia and Sarawak, Malaysia, is only performed during specific events, like harvest festivals, celebrations, and special occasions such as the departure of somebody who is going to perform certain duties. The rhymes contain prayer besides having an element of entertainment. They are also considered sacred and serve as offerings to Batara or God.
Ya, pantun yang kita dengar tadi itu adalah pantun perangsang, di mana di situ mengandung syair yang dilantunkan.
Yes, the one we listened just now was a pantun perangsang, which words are sung in such a way that is nice to listen to. Well, it is called pantun perangsang, a stimulating or motivating poem, and it is meant to provide motivation and spirit to a group of people who will carry out their duties. Yes, she sang the poem, which means she was praying, and then she gave some advice what should and shouldn't be done, so that people who carry out the task will do it carefully. Well, there is also an element of entertainment, usually during gawai or a celebration. It can be after the harvest, in a thanksgiving, before rice in planting, or in welcoming special guests. This can also be held specifically for sending off those who will depart to carry out certain tasks.
In general, the Iban's poems, both in the past as well as in its present implementation, have been widely used in various versions for different purposes, like pantun tujuan or poem with purpose, or sindiran or satires, which are meant for the guests or even the authorities or the government. In this case, the pemantun becomes a representative of the people in expressing their deep feeling. Though the lines or words used in the Iban's poems mostly are acronyms, they are able to arouse the listener and have a powerful meaning to those who hear and understand them. Most pemantun are women, but it does not mean men cannot sing or deliver the poems. Today, such poems are less in demand among the young generation of the Iban. However, this cultural heritage of the second oldest Dayak tribe in Kalimantan Island should be preserved, because in addition to having a religious value, the poems are also part of national culture, which are useful and not easily eroded by time. That was Budaya Nusantara, Archipelagic Culture, presented by RRI and TIKOM. Until next time.
Sampai nanti akan selalu
In remote areas, I was searched. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
That is a song by Buddy entitled Begitu Indah, or Very Beautiful. And a lot of beautiful things in the world, because everything is different. So basically we cannot get bored. So right now I'd like to tell you something related to our regional election, in which there are a lot of dispute cases, meaning that it's not a problem, but other like there's still opportunities for them to submit their dispute based on the law that have been processed by the Constitutional Court. And to know more the detail about it, here is a piece from the Head of Public Relations and Protocol Bureau of Indonesian Constitutional Court, Pan Muhammad Faiz.
The court has received 310 cases and it has been going examined, and we have decided 270 cases so far. So it's remaining 40 cases, and even the judge still examined several cases.
And it is his answer recently, and yet there is of course a special mechanism to overcome disputes over regional head election in the Constitutional Court. And how is the mechanism? Here is another answer from Pan Muhammad Faiz.
Regional head candidates who are dissatisfied with the election results due to, for example, alleged violations, fraud, errors in vote counting, they may submit a request for the annulment of the election results before the court. However, there are certain requirements that must be met before filing an election result dispute. First, regarding legal standing, the petitions or the applicants must be submitted by a pair of regional election candidates. So it cannot be submitted only by candidate of governor or candidate of vice governor. It has to be a pair of the candidates or an accredited election observers. Second, there are also regarding the time limit for filing an application. The petitions must be submitted no later than 3 working days after Regional Election Commission announced the election results. There is also a requirement, what we call threshold requirement for filing an application, which is a vote margin between the petitioner or applicants and the winning candidate ranging from 0.5% to 2% of the valid votes. And the important things, the applications must include clear arguments regarding the alleged violations or vote counting errors supported by relevant evidence. That's the requirement that has been submitted by any application.
So listener, the whole conversation with Mr. Panem Faiz and also another speaker is available on our morning talk about election dispute, justice of or reform, available on our YouTube channel VOI Official.
Ada manusia yang terlahir sempurna, jangan kau sesali segala yang telah terjadi. Kita pasti pernah dapatkan cobaan yang berat, seakan tetap jalani hidup ini, melakukan yang terbaik. Tak ada manusia yang terlahir sempurna, kau sesali segala yang telah terjadi, syukuri apa yang ada, hidup adalah anugerah, tetap
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hearst News first the headlines. National Army Bill approved in the National Legislation Program 2025. Brilliant Bank might improve liquidity, and here is the news in detail. The plenary session of the House of Representatives in Jakarta on Tuesday approved the National Army Bill to be included in the Priority National Legislation Program 2025. As reported by Antara, the House's Deputy Speaker Adis Kadir during the plenary session said the National Army Bill into the Priority Program is based on Presidential Letter R-12 of February 13, 2025. Adis Kadir also said the bill's discussion will be carried out by House's Commission 1. Bullion backed businesses might improve liquidity, support a more stable economic growth, and be an enabler in bridging the balance between gold supply and demand in the country. This was stated by Indonesia's Financial Services Authority Supervisor for Multifinance, Venture Capital, and Other Financial Services, Agusman, in Jakarta on Tuesday. He said domestic gold potential can be mobilized into financial services to be monetized in the bullion business. And that is reported based on U.S. Geological Survey, Indonesia is the world's 8th top gold producing country with annual production of 110 tons in 2023. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Jatuhku kan menjaga kita terus.